From Tidbits on December 16th, 2013, this is Fun Bits, Master Your Fretboard with Capo 3 for Mac by Jeff Duncan. Almost anyone who plays an instrument knows there are two main ways musicians learn material: studying written music and picking stuff up by ear. Most players eventually wind up in both camps, but generally, folks with formal training playing composed music, classical, choral, show tunes, etc., tend toward printed music, and those who play popular music, like jazz, blues, rock, pop, or country, tend to play by ear. Learning by ear is arguably the more difficult path. Not only are beginners trying to learn the basics of their instruments, often without teachers or lessons, but they're also trying to train their ear to identify notes, harmony, and musical forms, stuff that's mostly spelled out for those studying printed music. It's no wonder most starter instruments received enthusiastically as gifts over the holidays are gathering dust by summer. Fortunately, technology can help. Super Mega Ultra Groovy has recently updated its well-regarded Capo for Mac to version 3.0, featuring automatic chord detection and the powerful claim that it can help aspiring musicians reverse-engineer rock and roll. Capo is not just for guitarists. People playing bass guitars, five-string banjo, mandolin, or ukulele can use all of Capo's features. Capo is also available for iOS devices running iOS 5 or later, though without the Mac version's chord detection or tablature. So, can Capo 3 help aspiring players overcome the hurdles of learning to play by ear? No. And yes. Capo figures out chords? To get started with Capo for Mac, you load in music files from iTunes or the local drive. Capo doesn't access iTunes playlists directly. That would be handy. But you can drag tracks straight in from iTunes to the Capo window, or go old school and drag tracks into Capo from the Finder. Sometimes Capo picks up iTunes artwork, sometimes not. I haven't figured out any pattern. Capo supports MP3, M4A, WAV, and AIFF files. However, it does not handle older copy-protected songs from the iTunes Store. You can upgrade most protected tracks to DRM-free versions via iTunes Match. Other ways of getting around Apple's FairPlay DRM are left as an exercise to the reader. When Capo loads a file, Capo's main window shows five main regions. Top to bottom, they are 1. A numbered timeline showing Capo's best guess of a track's measures. 2. A small area showing the waveform of the track itself. 3. A large area with a note-by-note spectrum analysis. 4. Chords that Capo detected in the track with fingering diagrams for the current instrument. 5. Lines to display tablature for the current instrument. If you've ever been frustrated figuring out chords to your favorite songs, take a moment and pry your eyebrows off the ceiling right now. Drop a song into Capo and you get an interactive chord chart? Amazing. And it is amazing. Capo's chord identification works using sophisticated frequency analysis. Basically, at any particular instant in an audio recording, certain frequencies are more prominent than others, and those probably represent the notes being played. For instance, a perfectly tuned middle C is at about 261.6 Hz, or vibrations per second. Capo zips through the entire audio track, picking out which frequencies are most prominent at which times. The app then compares those frequencies to named notes, like middle C being 261.6 Hz, then considers which notes are sounding at the same time to guess what chords are being played. Capo also uses beat detection to assess which chords are more important than others. It's more likely to show a chord diagram on a strong beat than a weak one. Strong frequencies appear as blotches or lines in Capo's spectrograph, the darker the stronger, with high notes on top and bass notes on the bottom. The first screenshot shows a few early bars of a heavy version of Crimson and Clover, recorded by Evil Stig with Joan Jett in 1995. Those three heavy lines at the beginning of measure 4 are a quintessential rock power chord, F major in this case. Capo identifies the individual notes when hovering the mouse pointer over them. The screenshot also shows how the song moves to a G power chord, then slides up to a C. This is Rock and Roll 101. Are those the right chords? Capo 3's chord identification is astonishing, but of course, there are gotchas. For one thing, not everything happening in music is a pitch. Drums, cymbals, and percussion are mostly atonal, and that cacophony can make it tough for capo to pick out notes. Things like sound effects, speaking voices, and swishing synthesizers can also interfere. Plus, not all music is loud power chords. Structurally, Dwight Yoakam's Guitars, Cadillacs is a simple tune, simpler than Crimson and Clover, in fact.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatters dreams.
Thanks to walking bass, passing tones, and fills, Capo 3 detects no fewer than 10 chord changes in just the first 8 bars, including some prominent diminished chords. Don't panic, the passage really is just 2 chords. However, Capo can't distinguish the true chord changes from musical conventions and players' embellishments. At each instant, Capo's chord choices actually make harmonic sense. They're just not how musicians would think about the music. Other things can impact chord detection. Phrasing and effects, like a wah pedal, change a frequency profile and make a note seem different from what's actually being played. Some instruments have overtones that make them seem like they're playing higher. The classic example is an oboe, which has overtones stronger than its primary note, but even a simple, sustained note on a bass guitar sometimes displays as multiple notes in Capo 3. The bass probably isn't playing a chord, but all those extra notes can be confusing. There's also a more subtle issue. It's tempting to think we hear the same way Capo's frequency analysis works, but human perception is more complex. Just as we pick out our name spoken softly across a crowded room, we've learned to identify and follow both melodies and tones, even when they aren't very prominent, at least in terms of the concentration or power of their raw frequencies. I recently played on a recording of The Strangelove's I Want Candy with a strong melody played in unison by an electric guitar and a sitar. Between pounding drums, a snorting bass guitar, and the lead instrument spreading the melody across a broad range of frequencies, most of the lead notes are essentially invisible in Capo's frequency spectrum. The whole thing falls between C4 and C5, but Capo 3 picks out just 2 sustained notes. The part is easy to hear in the recording, but using Capo's frequency spectrograph to figure out that line would be nearly impossible. If Capo's chords don't seem right, change them or delete them. Clicking a chord in Capo 3 selects it. From there, you can change the chord to something more appropriate. By default, Capo prefers open position chords down the neck. These tend to be easier for beginning players. But you can choose alternative fingerings. If your ear tells you a G chord is being played up at the 10th fret, you can choose that chord diagram. Capo 3 uses OS X's built-in MIDI support to let you try out chords. Clicking a chord lets you hear whether it's right or not, developing your ear. Chords can also be deleted entirely. What about tablature? Capo doesn't generate tablature automatically, but you can drag the mouse out over notes in the spectrum diagram, not only to hear that note played back using MIDI, but also to generate tablature. Tablature is a common way to notate music on fretted instruments. Each horizontal line represents a string, and numbers indicate a fret position on a string. Tab is popular because it doesn't require the ability to read music, but, if the tab is accurate, provides exact fingerings for an instrument. As with chords, Capo 3 initially suggests open strings and notes at the bottom of the neck when dragging out notes on the spectrograph, but you can choose an alternative string and fret using a contextual menu on any note. Here's the famous opening lick from Jimi Hendrix's Voodoo Child Slight Return in Capo's tablature. I've changed each note to the correct fingering. That screenshot also shows other useful capo features. On the right side of the window, I've selected guitar as the instrument, but the E-flat Hendrix tuning. Jimi Hendrix famously tuned his guitar down half a step, so with that tuning, the tablature accurately reflects the recording. Capo 3 supports a whopping 56 guitar tunings, along with bass guitars, 4-6 strings, mandolin, ukulele, and 5-string banjo, with common alternate tunings for each. If the MIDI notes get annoying, they did quickly for me, you can turn them off on the sound menu with the mute note commands, without impacting the tablature. The tablature option is a useful learning tool, but there are some shortcomings. Capo 3 doesn't support printing, and you can't annotate the tab with bends, vibrato, or effects. That last tab note in Voodoo Child is a pull-off. It's not picked separately, but there's no way to indicate that in Capo 3. Folks who need a full-featured tab program will need to look elsewhere. Also, those with third-party audio or MIDI hardware might see audio unit security warnings. This is an unfortunate side effect of Apple's sandbox security model. Agreeing to lower security for Capo should be fine. Powerful learning tools. I've focused on Capo 3's new features, but the app retains all the nifty tools from previous versions. Chief among these are the capability to speed up and slow down the original recording, so you can more easily hear what's happening and play along. Unlike the bad old days of slowing down record players and cassettes, Capo reduces the speed without changing the original pitch, making it far easier to pick out what's going on. Capo can slow recordings down to as little as 1/4 of their original speed. However, there are times you do want to change a recording's pitch to match your instrument. Say, you don't want to retune your guitar to play Voodoo Child, as mentioned above. In that case, you can tell Capo to play the recording a half step higher. Ta-da! Hendrix in standard tuning. I've used many pro-level pitch shifting and time stretching applications over the years. To my ears, the features in Capo are basically on par with professional audio software, although they may reveal shortcomings in that old MP3 file or a crappy audio track you copied off YouTube. Not that anyone would do that. Capo also enables you to apply EQ and vocal reduction to songs to better hear what the instruments are doing. Personally, I don't find those tools particularly useful. Learning to play by ear includes learning to listen around clutter, but they worked well in my tests. Capo also does beat detection to figure out the basic tempo of a recording. Again, it seems to be about as good as anything else in the business, which is to say, your mileage may vary. Depending on the music or recording, Capo may be spot on or hysterically wrong. There's no way to correct Capo's guess, but if Capo's assessment is usable, there are options for a metronome, setting time signatures, and count-ins that some musicians and students will definitely appreciate. If you want to work on a particularly tough phrase or solo, Capo 3 supports looping regions in the recording, which cycle over and over again at whatever speed you like. The looping regions are a replacement for markers in previous versions of Capo. Some folks accustomed to markers prefer them, but I think looping regions are a welcome improvement. They're more akin to the way programs like GarageBand, Logic, and Pro Tools work, so the concepts translate better if people get interested in multi-track recording. You can set up as many regions in a song as you like, and easily move between them. Worth the money? Anyone expecting instant, completely accurate chord charts and tablature from Capo 3 is likely to be disappointed. However, that doesn't mean Capo's chord detection and tablature features aren't useful. I'd argue Capo 3 is like every other music learning tool. You get out of it what you put into it. Capo 3 doesn't eliminate the need for motivation, hard work, and lots of practice. However, it does provide unique and worthwhile tools for understanding harmony, transcribing music, and figuring out those signature licks to show off to friends, which might make all the difference between staying motivated to become a rock star or an instrument getting lost in the back of a closet. Capo 3 costs $29.99 and is available from Super Mega Ultra Groovy's website and the Mac App Store. The trial version is fully featured, but overlays audio with noise after 5 minutes of playback. Capo 3 requires macOS 10.8 or newer. Older versions, without automatic chord detection, run on 10.7 Lion and 10.6 Snow Leopard. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Bare Bones, Crash Plan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Duncan. Rock on.